You're listening to Foch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
We welcome in Chelsea, also the Ginge.
All right, so I am a father to an 11-year-old. I met her when she was 7, so I haven't been going to school events for a long time, okay? We went to her 6th grade orientation the other day, okay? It's a big school. I'm not going to name it because I don't want another parent to know exactly that I feel this way. But there were a lot of other parents there, and I feel very sure that I was the coolest. I just kept looking around and thinking, like, where's the style, people?
You know what's funny? They were thinking the opposite. They were like, this guy is ridiculous.
Yeah, who is this dude?
Is this man child?
I was the only person with a gold chain. No other parent had a design shaved into the side of their head, and I didn't even see one pair of Yeezys.
Wow.
I also was wearing, you know, pink tie-dye shorts. Now, there was one other father that had Reebok pumps on, and he was pretty cool. Him and I made eye contact, and we kind of just, we knew.
Is this some weird kind of contest where you have to go as a parent to the school and, like, make sure that you're the cool one, or?
Honestly, yes.
It is?
Wow.
I picked out my outfit one day before we went. I just had this feeling. I had this feeling that I was going to be the coolest, and I just wanted to prove it to them and myself. Now, here's the thing. I don't think that one other parent was just like, wow, that guy really did it and I wasn't looking good. But I know.
No, I'm going to tell you exactly what they said. They got in the car and they were like, who in the world was the guy?
The man child.
Dressed like he was going to school there. Like, look, man, the party's over, all right? You're not in junior high anymore. Don't stop dressing like my kid.
Well, now that you point that out, the kids maybe looked at me and thought, like, wow, he is on our level.
I bet the kids did think you were super cool. Was Taylor Talk the coolest mom?
I mean, she was up there.
Okay.
It's tough to say because I was mostly thinking about myself.
Obviously.
But yeah, she was cool. She's cool for sure. I hope she's not listening to this to hear that
you
I didn't immediately
pause.
Say yes.
Do you, all right, I'm going to try to paint a scenario for
okay.
you. Do you ever know the adult that tries to look like they're 15, but they just can't? Now, first of all, before I go any further, I think you can pull that off.
Thank you.
But there are a lot of people that do that and they look ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
You're borderline, buddy.
Thank you.
I think you can.
There was a guy in a fanny pack.
Yeah. See,
there you go.
And maybe he can. I'm not saying that, but I'm just, you know, they try to, like, you know, for instance, 40-year-old women trying to do things on social media that a 20-year-old does.
Yeah.
It looks rather ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Right.
You've reached a certain age.
I feel a kindredship with those people right now.
Look at me. I've let it go.
You have really let it go. You're a face for the other dads. So this was a perfect thing to kind
of debate. Foch is one of the dads you would look at and be like, I'm cooler than him.
He would be like, you know, you would fit in where I would, yes, I would look at him and think like, wow, I'm cooler than you. I wouldn't say it, but in my heart, I would know.
Foch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.